This program may contain violence, nudity, stupidity, alcohol, drugs, and adult language. If you don't like these things, we can't be friends anymore. Listener discretion is advised.
This episode is brought to you by the largest city in Florida by population and the largest city in the United States by area, Jacksonville. That's right, Jacksonville. Not Miami, not Tampa, but Jacksonville. Jacksonville has just under 900,000 residents within its city limits. Miami only has half that number within their city limits. Suck it, Miami. It's not just the population. Jacksonville covers 750 square miles. Miami is only 35 square miles, and Tampa about 100. And talk about culture. Jacksonville is proud to have given the world Lynyrd Skynyrd, 38 Special, and Limp Bizkit. We have our own NFL team, too. Jacksonville. It's the Detroit of Florida. And now, Florida Men, the podcast.
Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, June the 8th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
send in the clowns.
I am not singing that one. I am not reading that story.
I hate freaking clowns.
I know. That's why I put it in there. Another nearly naked late night driver.
A sour lemon shark.
And is not too incognito, was he?
Plus Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So you don't want to talk about the clowns?
No, I'm not doing the clown one.
It's like you're.
I'm not doing the damn clown. I'm not reading the story about the clown.
But it's your like.
Nope, not gonna do it.
It's your dream clown encounter.
No, it's not. I don't dream about clowns. No, I'm not doing it. You can read it.
Yeah. You're gonna die, clown. You think that's funny? Come on! Suck, you stupid clown!
Our first story tonight, Florida man wearing clown mask attacks pizza guy and is shot to death. This one comes to us from WFLA.com. A man wearing a clown mask attacked a pizza store worker Saturday night. The Holly Hill Police Department said a Little Caesars employee was exiting the restaurant after closing just before midnight when he was attacked by a man in a clown mask. That's like your biggest fear in life, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it.
The worker told authorities that the attacker hit him with a wooden post until it broke and then brandished a pair of scissors and attempted to stab him. Broke a wooden post over the poor Little Caesars guy.
Not going to talk about it.
Officers said the victim then pulled out his concealed gun and shot the attacker multiple times.
Well, now I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Now I'll talk.
That's why I said this was your happy place.
Now I'll talk about it.
Okay.
So do you have your concealed license?
I do not.
You need to get that. Maybe we can put that as a goal.
Okay.
Maybe we put that as a like a to-do for 2018.
Okay. Yeah, and we can do video of me taking the test and put that on our Patreon bonus.
Was that really content. A test?
There's no test for it?
No, you don't take a test. You have to go to the class and then you have to shoot.
Right. What I'm talking about. The
you just got to point and pull the trigger. I mean, it ain't like you just need to prove that you can actually shoot the gun. So we're going to put that on our to-do list, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Authorities said that they found the accused attacker unresponsive in the parking lot behind the restaurant with a clown mask and scissors nearby. The man was taken to Halifax Health Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Officials said the employee was also hurt in the exchange. Yeah, they broke a wooden post over his head. The name of the man who died has not been released.
Yeah, I'm not one to advocate, but
he was asking for it.
Well, he had a clown mask on. I mean, right there, I'm not hating on all clowns. So anybody listening to the episode and you are a professional clown or even an amateur clown, I'm not hating on you. I just don't like clowns.
Yeah, I don't think this was a professional or even an amateur. I think this was just a dude with a clown mask on.
He ran out of pantyhose? He couldn't use that?
I guess, you use what you've got around you.
He couldn't find the pantyhose?
I don't have pantyhose in my house, do you? Well, I guess maybe I do. I don't know.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, well, my wife probably has.
Are you sure? Your wife?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm not the one that handles panties all day.
Hey.
But no, this guy, I mean, obviously it was after closing, so he was expecting
he got robbed. I mean, this was a rob. The guy put on the thing. He got No, good to, kudos to the man with the concealed weapon that was able to protect himself, which is the point of having, you know, for the reason for having a license and being able to conceal to protect your life, and he did that.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what the Little Caesars policy is. I know some of these corporate companies don't allow you to carry.
You know what, how about you fight that one after the fact?
Yeah, good point. We'll see if this guy loses a job or not over that. But yeah, he did what he had to do.
This is you. This is high. This is not your father's automobile. This is the new generation of us.
Story number two. Florida man entered a motel, stripped naked, and stole a 1963 car. A South Florida man got a ride from Florida City to Marathon, where he wandered the hallways of a hotel, undressed in a room he found unlocked, left wearing only a towel, and stole a car, police say.
That's pretty typical Saturday night, right?
Yeah, normal. Where'd this happen? And he said he got a ride from Florida City to Marathon. What city was this in?
This was in Marathon.
Oh, Marathon, okay.
Yeah, in the Keys.
Nicholas Duran, 21, was arrested and taken to Monroe County Jail in Stock Island on Grand Theft Auto, operating a vehicle on suspended license, giving police a false identification, and probation violation charges.
Damn. What I want to know is, where was he keeping that fake ID?
Maybe the towel had a pocket. Okay. According to Monroe Sheriff's Deputy Arrest Report, Duran was found sitting in the driver's seat of a 1963 Oldsmobile in the parking lot of the Courtyard Marriott. Deputies were looking for the car because it was last seen leaving the Hyatt Place Hotel at 1996 Overseas Highway around 1:30. The witnesses said the driver was not wearing any clothes. When the deputies walked up to Duran and asked him what he was doing, he responded that he was just listening to music.
As you do.
I mean, I do that all the time. I mean, yeah. Sit in the Jeep and my towel around me. Deputies asked him to get out of the car, and when he did, they noticed he was only wearing a towel.
He had to get out for them to see that?
A check on the vehicle came back that it was stolen from the Faro Blanco Resort and Yacht Club at 2146 Overseas Highway.
So he just drove a couple blocks down the road.
Yeah. Deputies cuffed Duran. He did not have identification and gave police several different spellings of his name.
Oh, okay. So there's the false identification. Yeah. Okay.
According to the police report, he provided a phone number for the relative, which turned out to be Duran's father. He told deputies his son was supposed to go to Florida City for counseling as part of his probation in Miami-Dade for grand theft.
Okay, so this isn't his first car that he stole.
If you're going to get busted for grand theft, I mean, you're going after a 63 Oldsmobile.
I mean, is that a classic? I don't know. 60s Oldsmobiles. I don't think that's a...
Well, if I'm going down, I'm not going down for... Well, I'm not going down for a 63 Oldsmobile. I mean, at least get something in the 80s.
I don't know. I think...
Like a good, strong Chevy Citation. I mean, that's a great car.
Oh, my God. My high school or my college
roommate...
That
was my first car.
My college roommate had a Chevy Citation.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know how to drive stick when he bought it. So he bought it when we were roommates, and we would just make fun of him constantly when he would stall it at the intersection.
That was my car when I went to college. True story. Homecoming, University of Southern Mississippi, decided I'm going cruising down Frat Row after some poor decisions.
In the Citation.
Front wheel drive, get you. So I'm driving down. I got the radio cranked up as best it could be back then. We didn't have subwoofers back in the 80s. So cranked, thumping, going down the road, hanging out with the window rolled down, thinking I'm Mr. Badass. And there's this noise. It's like roaring. And I just turned the radio up a little bit louder. Finally, made the loop around Frat Row. Got back to the apartment. Next morning, I come out and realized I drove the whole length with the emergency brake on. So
and
that
you didn't
roaring,
smell that?
No, the roaring was the tires. So I'm dragging the rear tires down Frat Row.
So I'm gonna guess that you didn't pick up any girls on that trip.
Nope, came back alone.
Oh, okay.
Deputies asked the younger Duran how he ended up almost 70 miles south of Marathon, and he told them someone gave him a ride to the Kmart in the middle Key City. He ended up at the Hyatt Place Hotel, where he walked the halls and found three rooms unlocked. He left his clothes in two rooms and took a towel to wrap himself. Now, those towels are not very big towels.
At a Hyatt Place?
Oh, well, Hyatt might be. They may have real sauce towels there.
Yeah, but the Hyatt place, that's like the Holiday Inn Express of the Hyatt chain.
Oh, it's not the... Okay.
No.
All right. He wandered the area and went to Faro Blanco, which is next to the Hyatt, where he drove off in the Oldsmobile.
I bet they left the keys in it.
Well, they had to. I mean,
the 63 Olds...
But if you leave the keys in a 63 Olds, do you want somebody to take it? Please, just steal it. Take it, get it away.
Well, obviously they reported it stolen, so maybe they were trying to get they might have been just trying to get the insurance money off of that though, because you do need a police report.
You found it? Shit.
Yeah. The owner of the Oldsmobile told police no one had permission to take the vehicle and she wished to press charges. I'm wrong. Okay, she pressed charges. Since Duran did not have his clothes and identification, it was not immediately known where he lives.
They couldn't ask his dad when they called him. I have a feeling I know where he's going to be living in the immediate future.
And he better have more than towel on.
It's more than his ID that he's going to be keistering.
I'm a shark. I'm a shark. Suck my dick. I'm a shark.
Story number 3. Florida man catches shark, releases it, and gets bit anyway. This was a short one, but I thought this was kind of funny. A Mount Dora man fishing in Ponce Inlet on Sunday caught a shark, released it, and the large fish turned around and bit him before swimming away, Volusia County Beach Safety and Ocean Rescue officials said. The 52-year-old man suffered very minor injuries and was not taken to the hospital, said Ocean Rescue spokeswoman Captain Tamara Malfers. A particular lemon shark was very unhappy about being caught, Malfers said in an email. Emergency workers and paramedics were dispatched to 5000 South Atlantic Avenue in Ponce Inlet on Sunday for an animal bite. The Mount Dora resident caught the 3-foot lemon shark around 10 a.m. while fishing in Ponce Inlet inside the Lighthouse Point Park, Malfers said. He caught a 3-foot shark, then released the shark, and it turned around and bit his foot, causing minor injuries, Malfers wrote in her email. He was not transported. The shark left the scene unharmed.
The shark didn't get arrested? Assault with a deadly weapon?
Yeah. The story speaks for itself. That is
karma, though, I guess.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to get bit by a shark, a 3-foot lemon shark is probably...
It doesn't matter what kind of things eat you. I mean, yeah, those are not...
He just gave him a little nip on the foot.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter whether it's that or a bull shark or whatever, but they're not...
Well, I'm not saying it didn't hurt, but it wasn't life-threatening.
True.
Now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist. Each week, I give a list of 5 famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a significant period of time.
Let's define significant. We had a little issue last week with you threw one on me and he'd been in his whole life, but 6 months on Miami Beach, and you said that was significant. So
yeah, longer than a vacation. So I'd
say... Bullshit, you can't...
I would say if they intended to live there, because, you know, a lot of people moved. That's one thing we have. We've always done everywhere I've worked is you don't hire somebody who just moved to Florida, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to move back to wherever they came from because they can't take the heat in the summer. So I would say I think 6 months is probably the limit.
All right. Well, at least I know. I mean, I just needed to know what the rules were, because it's very vague.
It is.
It's very vague on how and what you've done here. What the rules are.
So yeah, the choices are Florida man or tourist. So a tourist has never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation. So, and for the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or a girl. And if Phil guesses correctly on 3 or more people, he wins. And if he misses more than he hits, I win. And loser buys the beer for the next show, which is why I'm drinking this delicious Michelob Ultra tonight. Because
yes, sir. You're welcome.
Phil provided that because
I lost.
I beat him last week.
Well, technically, yeah, I did. I lost.
Yeah, you only got one. Even if the one that was contested went in your favor, you still would have lost.
I know. Okay. So what's the theme this week?
So this week's theme is headlines. This is the headlines edition.
Headlines edition.
Yeah, so these are all stories that I was going to... I thought about putting in this episode, but they just weren't as good as the stories that we actually ended up covering. So
you want... There are a few of those. And I've got to figure them out.
You've got to figure out whether the story took place in Florida or the story took place somewhere else. So if it took place in Florida, we're going to assume they're a Florida man. And
if it took place in Florida.
If it took place in Florida.
All right.
Okay. All
right. Bring it.
So, number one.
All right.
I'll just read the headline. And you tell me if it took place in Florida or somewhere else.
Got it.
So, Florida man or tourist. Number one, the headline is, man trapped in truck when giant tree falls during storms.
That is true. That was in Florida. Florida man.
You're saying number one is Florida man. Number two, elementary school dean and first grade teacher suspended after they were found together in a classroom closet. Florida man or tourist?
Tourist. I don't remember that one.
Okay. Number three, high school student.
Because that would have been on the show. It would happen in Florida.
High school student says substitute teacher told her to go outside to shoot herself. Florida man or tourist?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know that. Tourist.
Number four, city fines man second time for violating two rabbit limit.
That's Florida.
Okay. And number five, former officer who shot naked man says he was being attacked.
Tourist.
So let's see how you did. Number one, man trapped in truck when giant tree falls during storms. You said Florida man. And that was a tourist. That happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Number two, elementary.
Wait, no, wait. That happened. Well, oh, that was this week. There was one that happened. Did you read that?
No.
Polk County.
Of course.
No, this is sad. But yeah, it was Polk County, which has turned out to be a haven for our stories.
Yes.
It was TV weatherman or a reporter and the video guy. They were recording the storms coming through this weekend, and they were in his truck, and a tree fell on the SUV and killed them both.
Oh, well, he wasn't killed. He was just trapped in it.
I know. That's bad. That's just...
Yeah, that's
we didn't have a little weather this weekend. Yeah. And I chose to go camping with a bunch of friends, so it was...
Yeah.
A little damp.
It was a little damp. Was two weekends in a row you did that.
Yeah. Yeah, a little damp.
Did you at least have a tent this time?
I had a tent. A tent did not leak. We persevered and came out victorious.
All right.
However...
Yeah, you didn't have to sleep in the hammock, though.
I did not have to sleep in the hammock, but there might... Can either confirm nor deny that this may be the end of my tent camping adventures.
You're moving up in the world?
I might be moving up.
That's... Congratulations.
Okay, I am not going to do this for the rest of the summer without air conditioning.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, number two. Elementary school dean...
But I'm 0 for 1, right?
You are 0 for 1.
Okay.
Let's see if you do any better on number two. Elementary school dean and first grade teacher suspended after they were found together in a classroom closet.
I said tourist.
You said tourist. And the better part of this story is that he was 56 and she was 35.
So?
Nothing wrong with that. I'm saying way to go, dude.
Hell yeah.
Dean. But this took place in Florida. This was a Florida man. So why
is it not in the show? Why are we not doing that one?
Because that was basically all there was to the story. There's nothing really exciting.
They weren't busted by, you know, nothing?
No, just the principal walked in on them and they were making out in the closet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's boring.
Yeah, exactly. Number three, high school student says substitute teacher told her to go outside to shoot herself.
I said tourist.
You said tourist. So the gist of the conversation was this, the student was in an argument with a substitute teacher about the subject matter of the class, and the substitute didn't know what she was talking about, but refused to give up. And the student said, I just want to shoot myself in the head. And the substitute teacher told her, well, go outside in the hallway if you're going to do that. And that was a Florida teacher and student. So
I missed that one, too.
You missed that one, too.
Son of a bitch.
You are 0 for 3.
Well, then I'm done.
Yeah, well.
All right, next, we're going to change this game. So I'm going to come up with my own damn game that I can win.
Okay. Okay, well,
I started off strong, two and
I will,
oh,
I will hold you. I will hold you to that. So, well, this is episode 4. You've won 2. I've won 2. Question number 4: city fines man second time for violating 2 rabbit limit. This particular city has a limit of 2 pet rabbits on your property, and this man had over 30.
That's excessive.
That is excessive. And the city, you said Florida man, and
he started with 2.
Yeah, well.
He may have started with 2, but 2 weeks later, he's got 30.
You said Florida man, and this took place in Gainesville. So,
woo-hoo!
He was a Florida man. And finally, number 5. You didn't get skunked, no. Number 5, former officer who shot naked man said he was being attacked. You said tourist, and this took place in DeKalb, Georgia. So you were correct there. So
I missed it by one.
You missed it by one.
Son of a bitch.
Yep. It was that the tree falling that threw you off. You could have won.
I thought that was a story that you were talking about in Polk County.
Yeah.
It was a sad one. I mean, we didn't have a good one out of Polk County. That was actually a sad one. Usually, so far, we've had every episode has had something from Polk County in it, I think.
Just about, yeah. Polk County, they're the
Walmart of Florida.
And I let me tell you, I have been to the Walmart in Polk County. It is the Walmart of Walmarts.
That's where all the people of Walmart photos are taken for the website?
Many of them, yes. To be honest, I was there with a couple of our friends, and I didn't help, but I stood around and watched while they fixed one of their Jeeps in the parking lot.
You didn't help?
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
Story number four. Florida man flips out during workout. Former Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills player Richie Incognito was involved in an altercation with another man at an upscale Florida gym, with the alleged victim claiming Incognito threw a dumbbell at him, and the cops were called.
And this one's from TMZ.com.
So this one went straight to TMZ.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the other people working out in the gym caught it all on video, too. Have you seen the video?
Uh-uh.
He's taken some hits to the head.
After he didn't get done, after the harassment thing wasn't enough, now he's decided to go postal.
Yep.
The four-time Pro Bowl lineman was working out early Wednesday morning when he got into an altercation with another man who was working out. The alleged victim said Incognito threw a tennis ball at him for no reason before grabbing a dumbbell and heaving that as well. The alleged victim says Incognito was rambling about the government and screaming at the man to get off my fucking playground. Law enforcement confirms cops were called to the gym and met with Incognito, who was then placed on an involuntary psychiatric hold to be evaluated under Florida's Baker Act.
Yeah, so for those of you who are not in Florida and don't know what the Baker Act is.
I don't know what it is. What is that?
So that is if you are a danger to yourself or others, they can put you, I believe it's a 72-hour psychiatric observation.
Oh, okay.
It's not an arrest. It doesn't go on your record. But you are basically kept out of the public for 3 days.
It's not the first time Incognito has been placed on an involuntary psych hold. The same thing happened a few years ago in the wake of the Jonathan Martin bullying scandal. The 34-year-old has had a turbulent year. Back in February, his old Miami Dolphins teammate Jonathan Martin was arrested after posting a gun threat directed at Incognito and others. Incognito then suddenly announced his retirement from the NFL while still under contract with the Buffalo Bills. Just this week, the Bills essentially granted him his release so Incognito could resume his NFL career with another team.
Well, that's why he was working out.
Sunday, Incognito was spotted at a Florida bar partying with several people and buying shots for the patrons.
Sometime between Sunday and Wednesday, something flipped and he went from...
So, I did a little research on this one.
Okay.
There's more to the story that TMZ that's now showing up on CBSSports.com.
Oh, tell me more.
Number one, the upscale, what did they say? Called it an upscale
gym.
Gym was actually a Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, that's pretty upscale.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not the YMCA.
No. So, I'm going to read from the CBS one. The gentleman threw, this is from the guy who got assaulted. The gentleman threw he chucked a tennis ball at me for no reason. Then he started throwing shit at me, the man said. Then he tried to mow me over with a sled, and he just started yelling at me like he was going to kick my ass. And he started beating the shit out of the equipment over there.
Wow.
On the call, you can hear Incognito yelling at the man, who finally decides he is walking away. The 911 operator is remarkably calm, but she does work emergency services in South Florida. She's used to the crazy shit, a.k.a.
Something tells me she's dealt with Florida men before.
It only gets stranger. According to the report, Incognito has told two police officers that he was training and upset because the man in question was essentially trying to steal his classified National Security Agency documents.
Oh, and he just happened to have those with him in the gym.
NSA. There's a guy walking around with headphones on, Incognito told the officers. I'm running NSA class level 3 documents through my phone. I can't have anybody in Bluetooth capability of me or taking pictures of me.
So you went to a gym where everybody's got their Bluetooth headphones on while they're working out?
According to the officers who responded, Incognito's speech pattern was very erratic and would suddenly change subject matter to something different. Incognito told officers he had taken a workout supplement known as Shroom Tech.
Shroom Tech.
This actually exists.
Okay. What is in Shroom Tech?
If you hadn't seen pictures of me, I don't do a lot. Working out is not my strong suit.
I was telling before, I don't know if you heard me, one of our neighbors' house burned down a couple weeks ago, and one of the local ice cream shops was having a benefit for them yesterday, and so they had a raffle. So I bought, I put in $60 and got some raffle tickets, and I got a call today that one of my tickets was drawn. I won 5 CrossFit sessions.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah. They're going to kick my ass.
And that concludes all of the episodes of Florida Man. We'll be around.
We're going to take a break for the summer. Yeah.
We made it through 4 episodes, and that's probably going to be it after you get through with the cross training.
Yeah, everything I've heard about CrossFit is even people who are in shape, it beats the crap out of them.
Yeah, you actually going to do it, or you going to sell it?
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
You don't get your ass kicked enough during the week. You decide to go do that.
Yep.
Nice. Well, I am back to the story here. I'm afraid Richie is pretty much, I'm going to say he's done. I think
that psychiatric hold that he was under, hopefully they get his meds worked out, because just speaking of not being in your right mind and ranting about the government, I went back and when I was editing episode 3, listened to more of the video of the Tinder girl who was sending 65,000 texts.
Yeah.
Wow, she was diagnosable.
She's a keeper?
Oh, no. I felt sorry for making fun of her. Cause, I mean, she was really, really not in good shape. With the little bit we thought of, or little bit we listened to, she seemed lucid. But the rest of that video, holy cow. She was talking about the Illuminati and...
Tom Hanks and...
I mean, she was Einstein and E equals MC square and love is the number 3 and 3 equals infinity and whew, yeah.
That's a keeper right there.
Yeah, well, I feel sorry for the girl because, you know, she was obviously, she needed to be medicated and she wasn't. Oh, and it turned out it wasn't Tinder that they met on. They met on one of those sites for where rich guys meet hot women. So I don't know how she got past the screening process.
The screening, do they?
But so she was telling the story of how they went on one date, and then their second date was 3 days at his house.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was.
I just thought it was a one date thing.
No, it was It was 2 dates, and the second date was a 3-day long. She stayed at his house.
Oh,
no wonder she kind of thought that.
Was it a nice house?
It's one of those sites where they verify your income, so it's a gold digger site. They verify the girl's looks and the guy's income. One of those sites.
Oh, that's...
So apparently he had a pretty nice place, but she spent a long weekend there.
Crazy though.
Yeah.
And that's all the time we have this week.
If you like the show, please leave a review and rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever podcast software you use.
This is a good one. Be very serious with this one. If you've got a suggestion or a story you'd like us to cover, send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail. Did we ever get any voicemails other than mine?
No, just yours so far. So, give us a call and let us know if you've got a story or if you just want to tell us something, like you like the show or you don't like the show, or Phil's got a sexy voice, you can let us know that.
Yeah, baby. The number to dial is 567-432-9674.
And if you'd like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
But we don't have ad-free episodes yet, right?
Yeah, we do.
Well, they're all, okay.
They're all ad-free, they're all ad-free right at this right point.
Yeah. So yeah, we don't have merchandise either, right?
Not yet.
We don't. Okay.
I'm gonna.
And the other cool stuff, we don't have that yet either.
We do have the extended episodes at this point because episode 3 went really long, so I had to cut out a bunch of shit. So there's an extended version of that the Patreons can listen to.
So what defines cool stuff? What are we going to have that's other cool stuff? That's fairly vague, which
exactly.
I'm seeing a pattern forming here of...
throwing shit at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that how we're running this thing now? We just see what works and
yeah, exactly. All right, we don't, if we don't commit to anything, we don't have to hold ourselves accountable for it.
Yeah, episode 3 went long.
Yeah, this one's going pretty quick. We're just about done, and the sun isn't down yet. I know.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Copyright 2018.
Done.